This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Let's talk about intermittent fasting, or what's sometimes called the 16-8 diet. You've heard different names for it. Basically, it means that you are limiting your window of food intake to just 8 hours a day, and then you're fasting for 16 hours, and you do this every day. And it's a simple method that many people have used quite successfully. In fact, I've begun doing it myself, and it's working great for me too. Over the years, as I exercise less because I was doing more lab work, I actually put on more weight than I wanted. And so intermittent fasting has helped me lose quite a few pounds at a rate that I'll explain here. The rate is really 1/10 of a pound per day. Now, depending on your current body weight and your metabolism, it might be different for you, but I want you to have a realistic expectation of what this involves. Every day, well, every night that you're fasting, most people do this where they wake up and they eat at, let's say, they start eating at 10 a.m. and they'll eat their last meal at 6 p.m. and then they'll fast from 6 p.m. to 10 a.m. the next morning. By doing this, you're going to be able to eat basically anything that you want to eat during the 8 hours that you're eating. You don't have to go out of your way to eat salads all day or juice all day or anything like that. You can just eat a normal, sort of healthy, balanced meal plan. I mean, don't overload with donuts and ice cream and junk food. Obviously, that's not going to work. But by doing this, you'll be able to lose about 1/10 of a pound per day, or 1 pound every 10 days. Now, they say that a pound of body fat roughly equates to 3,500 calories, give or take. And those numbers might even be old. But what this means is each day you have a calorie deficit of around 350 calories. And that matches up with the research that's been done recently. We've published stories about this on naturalnews.com. It talks about intermittent fasting, and the subjects in the study were able to burn about 300 to 350 calories per day, or have a calorie deficit of that amount. And it turns out that's a very reasonable amount. It's an amount that doesn't make you crazy with hunger. You don't have to suffer insanely, even though it can be difficult for the first, let's say, 14 days to get into it. And I'll give you some hints on that. My personal experience was actually a little faster than that. I found that I was used to it after 10 days. But some people it takes 14 days, some people it takes 30 days. And for those first few days, it'll take some discipline. You'll have the urge to eat at night if you're used to eating later at night. And it'll take some discipline. But after you get past that, this intermittent fasting diet doesn't take a lot of willpower. It's not that hard to do. And it slowly loses body fat over time, which all the science has shown that that's the healthiest and most sustainable way to do it. If you try to lose a lot of weight rapidly and you go into extreme fasting or extreme calorie deficits, such as, let's say, 1,000 calorie a day deficit, or just fasting, your body then goes into starvation mode. And you may lose weight temporarily, but what happens is your body gets programmed to eat more food once you have food available, because your body now thinks, oh my God, there might be a starvation time up ahead. I need to make sure that we never starve again. I need to pack on more body fat to have more food, food safety. This is what your body is thinking. Your biochemistry is working out this problem. So subjecting yourself to starvation only makes you want to eat more food in the aggregate. That's why the best way to lose weight is a slow, steady weight loss plan, a small calorie deficit that is every day. And if you think about this, over the next 300 days, you could lose 30 pounds. 500 days, you could lose 50 pounds. Now, I understand that doesn't sound sexy. It's not the 48-hour Hollywood diet. Lose 7 pounds overnight. No, it's none of that stuff. It's not a bunch of hype. It's a realistic, sustainable, healthy weight loss plan, intermittent fasting. And you'll lose 1 pound every 10 days, roughly, you know, give or take, depending on your body size, your metabolism, and so on. But that's a very good goal to attain. And I encourage you, if you pursue this diet, don't weigh yourself every day, because your body weight can fluctuate quite a lot based on salt intake, which, of course, alters your water retaining. The more salt you take in, the more water you hold, and water is very heavy. So just by altering your salt levels up and down, you can gain or lose 5 pounds easily. So weighing yourself every day is kind of pointless. I recommend weighing yourself every 10 days and start plotting the points. And if you're successful, you'll lose 1 pound of body fat every 10 days. And the best time to weigh yourself is in the morning, before you begin to eat, before you take in liquids. So it's kind of a consistent thing. You've slept all night. You might be dehydrated a little bit. But if you weigh yourself at the same time every morning, you'll have a more consistent kind of weighing environment. You know, maybe roughly the same salt levels in your body, roughly the same level of water. And you'll be able to get a good track on exactly how much you're losing over time. Now, to accelerate this, and this is one of the things that I do, you can lift weights. And weightlifting is good for anyone of any age, including the elderly. We've published stories on that. We have a website, longevity.news. Check out longevity.news and you'll see a lot of information there on scientific studies and medical studies for people in their senior years. And it talks about things that you can do as you're aging. And lifting weights turns out to be incredibly good for senior citizens. Lifting weights. And obviously, you don't have to have crazy heavy weights. It doesn't take that much if you haven't been working out for many years. You can go buy dumbbells at the local, you know, sports store. I happen to like kettlebells. With kettlebells, you can do all kinds of exercises. And I also have kind of a gym quality machine, a cable machine, where you can move the arms into different positions and so on, so you can do different cable exercises. And you can do a lot of bodyweight exercises like push-ups and sit-ups. And you can do rope climbing exercises that I like to do as well. I just have a rope, just a rope attached to the ceiling, and just climb it a little bit. You can do these exercises. You can work up to them if they're too difficult. If push-ups are too difficult, you can do push-ups on your knees. If that's too difficult, you can do push-ups against a couch or a chair so that you're doing essentially angled push-ups on your knees, which makes the push-ups even easier. You can do exercises with a chair. You can do dips with a chair. Just like you're sitting on a chair, put your hands down by your butt on both sides and then slide your butt forward off the chair while you're holding on to the chair with your palms, and then just start doing dips, you know? It's very easy to do. So weight training will then accelerate your calorie deficit to the point where you could lose more than 1 pound every 10 days. You might be able to lose 1 pound every 7 or 8 days. And that's fine too. But I wouldn't go beyond that. I wouldn't try to be more aggressive than losing 1 pound every week. Because at that point, you risk flagging your starvation mode. And then that's, you know, your body goes into emergency response. Feed me, gotta have food. You don't want to trigger that. So try to lose just 1 pound every 10 days, 1 pound every maybe 8 days, or even 1 pound every 12 or 15 days is fine too. Just don't go more aggressive than 1 pound every 7 days. Because you're burning a lot of fat. I mean, fat is a very efficient energy storage tissue system. And to burn that fat is going to take a lot of time. Just have a realistic long-term plan. Like I said, if you want to lose 20 pounds, just plan for 200 days. If you want to lose 30 pounds, 300 days. And yeah, that's, you start getting into 50 pounds, it's going to take more than a year. That's okay. The way to start is to start today. And in a year, you could be, you know, 35 pounds lighter in 1 year. Would that make a difference on your health? Absolutely. That would be a huge difference. You would reduce your risk of stroke and heart disease and diabetes. You'd feel lighter on your feet. Your bones and joints would thank you for all that. You'd be more fit. Your cardiovascular health would improve. You'd have more stamina. You'd be able to walk more or do more push-ups or whatever it is that you do. Swimming, I don't know, walking your dog. 35 pounds in 1 year versus doing nothing. And then a year from now, you're like, oh man, I still weigh the same. I wish I would have started losing 1/10 of a pound per day a year ago. I'd be 35 pounds lighter. You see, you don't have to be heroic to make this work. You don't have to suffer. This is the great thing about intermittent fasting is it's easy. It's relatively easy. Oh yeah, some tips for those first few nights, like the first 10 days, when you have a habit of eating at night, let's say, and you're hungry. Two things you can do. Number one, believe it or not, drinking water will make you feel full. Even it'll just kind of trick your system, just drinking water. And if that doesn't work, you can do a little bit of a cheat for the first week or 10 days, and you can have some, well, I like pea protein milk, but you could drink almond milk. Just don't drink like full fat cow's milk or something. Just have a light vegetarian kind of milk. So it's got a little bit of taste to it. The other cheat is you can have salad greens with vinegar, but not oily dressing, because that has a lot of calories. But vinegar has basically no calories, and salad greens basically have no calories, essentially, in the aggregate. And I'm not saying put a bunch of bacon and cheese in that salad. I'm loaded up with dressing and whipped cream. Yeah, this is my late night cheat meal. No, you can't do that. That's a whole meal. Talking salad greens and vinegar, that's it. Or maybe a little bit of almond milk. And that's just to get you by for the first week or 10 days, whatever it takes. But after a period of time, you'll notice two amazing things. Number one, your hunger in the evening will greatly reduce. And this might happen in just 2 weeks. And the second thing that will happen is your stomach will shrink to the point where even when you're trying to eat more food during the day, during your eating hours, you won't be able to eat as much as you want to eat. I know this because we've all experienced this, all of us who have done this kind of intermittent fasting. We're like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, getting ready to eat, 5 o'clock getting ready to eat, and then 6 o'clock comes, and you're like, you really want to stuff yourself so that you can make it through the evening, right? We all do this. So you're trying to eat as much as you can, and you can't eat what you want to eat. You really can't. You feel full. You'll stuff yourself. And you go, oh my God, I can't eat another bite. What's happening is your stomach is shrinking. So believe me, even if, you know, some people go, they have surgery to shrink their stomach. They literally surgically remove like 75% of their stomach. That's crazy as far as I'm concerned. That's wow, that's radical right there. Pardon the language. That's radical. You can shrink your stomach just by doing this intermittent fasting. Your stomach will shrink. Now, maybe it doesn't shrink 75%, but it probably shrinks 30% or something like that. That's very reasonable. It can shrink 30%. Sure. So you can shrink your stomach just by changing your eating habits, changing the times that you eat. And then you won't be able to eat. You won't be able to overeat. And you will start to lose weight 1 pound every 10 days. So I encourage you to try this diet if you want to shed a few pounds, but you don't want to suffer. This is an easy way to do it. Eat from 10 in the morning to 6 at night, or you could push it to 7. I often push it to 7 personally, and it still works for me. I lose more than 1 pound every 10 days during many segments, but averages out to 1 every 10 days. But eat everything you want during the day. Just keep it healthy, keep it organic, you know, be sensible, and this will work for you. This is basic metabolism and physiology. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com. Thank you for watching CounterThink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out healthrangerstore.com.